better than you.
I think they call us lazy. Even other Gen Zs like call Gen Zs lazy because probably we're not doing the things the same way they did. They're like, venye tu maina amesema ati TikTok.
Yeah.
As in, you ni nini?
Content creator.
You guys know that meme for, oh no, Gringe!
Oh no, Gringe!
Hello people!
Hi!
Hi! Welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z!
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z.
Yeah.
My name is Jacqueline Masharia.
My name is Michelle Namasaka.
To my Rudy.
And my name is Kevin Miner.
Of course, I'm going to introduce Lila.
I mean.
Oh, you want to go? Pauline Wadao.
Nani unaitwa Wadao?
I'm super Wadao gets.
Producer.
Better.
It's like I am better than everyone.
I've been here, done this before.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
What's next?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gay. That was kind of weird.
Today? Anyway.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
Jackie,
so today,
Jackie.
I saw an interesting article, by the way. I saw an interesting article, and it was basically saying how our generation, Gen Zs, are challenging what happens in the workplace, or rather the workplace environment. And that's a thing. Like, we're not just challenging everything else outside there. At our workplace to make and we're just saying like, this place is not giving.
It's not giving.
Yeah. So basically we're not conforming to what is there. Like just because things have been happening like this since 1950 or 60 doesn't mean we have to do them the same way.
Mm.
But with that, kumekuja those tags.
Yeah.
Vita between the generations. So we've had tags of calling Gen Z. We've been tagged as lazy.
Oh my God.
Entitled.
Oh my God.
Lazy in this economy.
Imagine.
Entitled.
Yeah.
Okay. What else by much? Complainants. So we have lazy, complainants, and then we have entitled, and then we have
we don't care.
We are not loyal to the organization. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like there's one. So many tags we've been wekelewad. We've been wekelewad.
Okay.
So let's start with the lazy one.
Yeah.
Do you think we're lazy? Honestly, who? How are you even lazy in this?
No, let me tell you.
Economy.
How?
You're let being taxed. Uko karibu kwa tax 22%, and then you're thinking about laziness. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we are not. We are the ones who discovered the gig economy. You know.
Table preach?
Yeah. If you don't know about the gig economy, Gen Z's out here.
If they don't know about the gig economy, then they're lazy.
Then you have not gone through it. Because out here, to survive, you cannot only depend on one source of income.
You
have to have a couple, whether it's your mumama on the side. Okay, I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying that.
Lakini sasa mbona umeweka hapo nje hivyo?
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
As Gen Zs, we are not lazy. I think we are just creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just creative. We're just good at knowing where else can we get the bread. So that way you might think we are lazy, because creativity also means that there's money that's coming in that may seem like it's coming in easy. Like, we're going to find a two TikTok. They're very lazy. But this person needs to be very creative to hold an audience for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Now, our compel, they give them gifts.
Kabisa. By the way, I think they call us lazy. Even other Gen Zs, like, call Gen Zs lazy because probably we're not doing the things the same way they did. They're like, venye tu maina amesema ati TikTok.
Yeah. As in,
you ni nini?
Content creator.
You guys know that meme for, oh no, cringe. As in cringe. But anasema cringe.
Cringe.
Nita kutumia uweke hapo ndani. Anasema, oh no, cringe.
Michelle yeah. showed me that meme.
Jenna. And you didn't even laugh. You didn't even giggle. We are proudly content
creators.
Yeah.
It's a whole business right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Like with our generation, I think the Gen Zs, we have come at a time where a lot of things are changing in the way we do things, in the way marriages work, in the way people are getting into relationships, in the way people are making their money. So many things are changing that it's causing people who came before us, understandably, because they're like, no, if you don't have papers, if you're not doing things this way, then we already have a defined, a definition of what results, how results should come by.
Yeah, like you should not put this much effort,
you know what I mean,
to accomplish,
yeah,
to get what you want. So yeah. Anona like, ah, we will find your two videos to really.
Exactly.
That does not qualify.
So we're not lazy, we're just creative.
Yeah, there's also the tag of being called lazy also comes in when, and this is very weird, but like you don't do things outside your JD. Like they expect you sometimes, they give you some funny to rolls.
Like it's you too funny. You're about to walk with your JD on your forehead. Like this is what I do.
I know.
And I won't take any more work from you.
You dare tell them you can't do that? And they're like you're lazy.
Yule.
Yule.
Ata usimwende huyo. Hey, huyo. I'm like, huyo ni mlezi.
Ni kuprove me by the way. I feel like it should be a thing where everyone prints out their JD and just sticks it up on a desk. Are you giving me things remember, within my scope?
Did you guys do that in primary school?
Oh, yes.
I'm like a target
zero. Yes. Oh, yeah. We did that. That's what that should come back. So when you fall back in
there. So people should be, these are my targets this quarter. On this
day. Well, we're ambitious.
I'm a mtu anakule. Math, umeka target 19 na ulipata 8. Oh, yeah. But it's okay.
It's okay. We love the confidence.
The delulu is the only selulu.
Yeah, so basically.
Yeah, that's sad.
But can you imagine?
Yeah. 19. Hey, when you're
target. And you will always be the mastisha. Ule. Gen Z, you're so lazy. You can't even pronounce stuff well.
The math teacher will be the one coming to critique. Na mesema be ambitious. Alafu kujana.
You need to be. Alafu, you know they come. You need to be
realistic.
I know you. You can get it, but let's just. We're talking about 3 months. Maybe ingekuwa longer. Don't get away with that. Lakini, just aim for a maybe 40.
Yeah.
Or.
Anyway. So, we are not lazy. We have agreed. We're just.
Yes.
We're just creative. We're not lazy. Entitlement. Let's go there.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. How am I entitled if I go to HR and I feel like Ruto amesema anatukata 22%.
It's a pleasure.
Plezo amesema ni 22%. Naomba kindly niongezeko tu mshande.
By the time you're to survive in Nairobi. By the time end of town.
You know amesema hivyo. By the time nina plan. I hope that plan will go as good as the other plans go, if you know,
you know, right? Yeah,
like all the other plans they've made. I hope this one, like, goes
this one actually, that way.
You get, oh, una maoni hapo. Like Nasema, the government usually has plans,
okay,
and sometimes they don't like get to that point
all
where they
are good plans that have not,
yeah, the good plans. The targets that have not been fikishwad.
Okay.
Targets that have been missed. Similarly.
Yeah. We hope this will one.
Just be another target.
Another plan.
Oh, okay. I get you.
You know, there's some other stuffs that work.
Yeah.
So this one, we're hoping it will work that way.
Okay.
As the others have worked.
And maybe are gonna work.
Again, Gen Z's and creative.
creativity. Like yeah.
So we're not entitled. It's just tunaangalia nasema, hey, the president has kidogo. Said in the next within the next 5 if I stretch out my salary
ni kama atakuwa anatembea you
know you can make some adjustments
like kidogo tu
kidogo tu
you know cuz let me just bring this up and Joseph is in studio with us. He was just allow me to say the story of the Red Bulls and stuff.
Yeah,
so he said he was buying himself that whiskey,
a bottle of
fine whiskey, an expensive whiskey, and a pack of Red Bull. So I said, "Nasema hizi afford."
Imagine.
Bwana.
And previously,
so nenda tu naambia HR kidogo nilikuwa nanunua hiyo whiskey na sasa hizi.
Nika budget kama.
Ni kama. Ama basi mni allow ni work from home.
Tupunguze costs tuende kununua hiyo whiskey.
It's crazy. Either to wanasema kuingia na allowances, mwenye pesa sa sherehe allowance or
kidogo
something.
Kidogo tu.
Something that can escape the 22% of tax.
Kidogo tu.
Sasa ukisema hivyo wanasema kwa entitled.
What other thing do they say we are entitled to?
Entitlement.
Leaves.
Yeah, I think entitlement just stems from the fact that, and like again, previous generations, Gen Zs can't speak for themselves.
Mm. Yes.
And I think it's in the little things. Because you'll say, okay, I didn't think this was fair. Oops. Hey.
Hey.
Walk on title. Hey. Ule dem.
Nikama unafikiria hii dunia ni yako.
Niyako. Mm. The world doesn't revolve around you.
But you just communicated. Yeah. So I think it's just that idea of we are outspoken. Yes, sometimes a little bit more outspoken. And the things that we are complaining about now, there are things that maybe even our parents didn't go through. Unajua nilienda shule bila viatu. Na wewe una complain umekata.
Na mimi nakatwa 22% tax.
You know?
Holy katwa.
Exactly.
You know?
Mkate liko 3 bob.
Bwana. Lakini even 3 bob I feel like it was so hard.
Ati yako na 2 bob anaenda funky.
Imagine.
Anakunywa soda na mkate na bado anabaki na
change.
I'm like,
but you guys, did you ever get the sweets for 50 cents?
Yeah.
You did. Hata uko na 50 cent.
Mm. Yeah, there were 50 cents.
Can you imagine? One bob, you're good to go.
Imagine.
Right now, sweetie, at 10.
Ukitoka tu Nairobi. Nairobi. Ukitoka tu hivi. 1,000 bob.
Gone.
It's crazy.
Gone.
It's
even 1,000 bob. What is 1,000 bob anymore?
Make it was to spend your 1,000 isha.
Uki break tu, ati 5 bob. Ai, yo pesa ime vanish.
Ati 5 bob.
Ati umenda kunu no sweet. Ata sweet gani ni... By the way, there's no sweet that's 5 bob
there's
now.
There's no sweet that's 5 Akuna. Bob. Bamba 20, ukinu na tu credit ya 20.
Hey, ni imo. 60
minutes, done.
Gone. The money just moves from 900 to zero.
Real quick.
Real quick. Yeah. That's the economy that we live in. So I think the new generation understands that. And for me, I know, like, yes, we are at a better time, more technology, more opportunities. But
more taxes.
Also more taxes.
Mm.
But then the fact that we have all these other more positive things, it raises the bar so high.
Yeah.
We have more than ever information overload. There are things we need to take care of for ourselves, like health.
Mm.
Every food now is generic.
Yeah.
Or is somehow genetically mutilated.
Eh?
You know.
Modified.
GMO can't kill you.
Not mutilated.
You guys. At mutilated. Somehow, by the way, you said mutilated.
Genetically
mutilated.
You know.
Mutilated.
So, and GMO everything. Can't kill you. Remember, our leaders told us that.
Mm.
You guys
yeah,
remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes even more information can cause a brain clog.
Mm.
You have to know about your finances. You have to know about the food you're eating. You have to know about your health. You have to work out. You have to. There's so many things that are happening now. The more, the better things go.
There's an
equally more balance of the bad things.
I love that.
So taxes and all that. So we are not entitled. We're not lazy.
We are not. And also, I think your party entitlement in a come where you feel like you're doing badly mentally. You're like, you know what.
Exactly.
I need a break.
I feel like I need a break.
And even just and when you're unwell, at times, have you ever felt unwell and you're like, no, how do I even itisha this sick off?
Yeah, I have.
How do... Like...
You
nilini tulifika hiyo point.
You're a human.
Yeah.
I think it's just social norms. What I know is, and what I've learned over time is that everything is meaningless until you give it meaning. So I feel like Gen Z's, we have a subconscious understanding of that, in that whatever we are trying to do, whatever we are trying to achieve, it's because it's meaningful to us. Mm. It might not have any meaning for someone else when you talk about mental health, but for us it's meaningful. So it's a matter of them just understanding and knowing that we're like this. But also for Gen Z's, it's like, learn the people that you're working with and just the way you communicate. So if it's the sick leave, if it's whatnot, just, you know, papa samtu kidogo with your words and with your persona. Be kind. Don't take whatever you see, everything you see on social media, to be and there.
Exactly.
To be the you're just screaming at your...
Exactly, exactly.
Your senior guys at work and telling, I deserve...
This is what I deserve.
And by the way,
I know you deserve it, but like, you also know how your boss reacts to stuff. So like, how you say it is what matters.
I think communication is very key. Because now you're going, fine, you deserve it, fine. It's in your contract, fine. You signed it. Yeah. Lakini, you don't go telling. Hata wewe mtu akikukujia, imagine akikujia kwa like, fine, you're supposed to give me something. Maybe we work together.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to give me something. And I'm like... Bona?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ni pesa
yeah,
I.
Yeah.
You know,
that
it's
emotional intelligence.
No, I think emotional intelligence is quite important there. And it's not wrong to ask for the leave days. Please, and I'm just gonna emphasize on that.
Clearly, there's
and
no one wants leave here. It's okay. Yeah. You can take them.
You can take the first days,
to say that. Mimi sijasema nataka leave, guys. You know, you know people of importance in my life, listen to this podcast, guys. Mr. Mini Kosawa,
withdraw.
You withdraw,
but your birthday is coming up, so it's okay.
My birthday is tomorrow.
It's okay. You can have your leave. It's why you're emphasizing.
But as we wind up, ndoendo kasale kupange mambo za birthday.
Yeah,
kuna yo point pingine ya ku working overtime.
No,
me kwanza hapo. I don't understand why.
Ati, mbona umeitika hivyo?
These
are working over.
Kevin's like, can't be me. Yeah, but like, kuna hiyo expectation, like you're supposed to just work. Unajua tufanyie tu. I'm like, and actually that brings me, this is like a thing. I just saw this, like a tweet. And someone was like, ako internship. Anafanya kazi, niseme wapi hapa, nacho nisiseme. But it's a law firm. Mm. And then, akaona the whole day ajapoa kazi. Tell me why when it's time to go home.
Oh.
That
is when the boss comes in. Like,
that is where
it's like
at
4 p.m. Amekuwa hapo since 8. Ananza kumwambia, oh, you know, help us with this. Akiangalia kazi, the earliest angetoka hapo ni like 7, 8.
Yeah.
So ako like,
Friday.
So the next available day to do it was Monday. And I mean, I can only do this on Monday.
And then what were they told?
Akasema lazima ufanye kazi. Akasema sawa, I quit.
Period. Whoa. Okay, maybe me, you can never find me quitting unless my mental health is in jeopardy.
Ilikuwa internship, alikuwa like, first of all, you're not even paying me for this internship. So like, I don't understand this whole attitude.
Yeah.
I'm gone. Bye.
Two things.
You can miss me. You'll come do that work on Monday and still be understaffed.
Period.
Okay.
There's that notion or just idea that you can't go anywhere without me. Now that's your salary talking to you. You know, there's a contract you need renewed.
Mm.
You need to work your You need to work hard, you know, and just be good at it, you know. Think kuna hiyo too. And I don't know if it's manipulative, but there's always that.
It is. Definitely.
You're required to do extra. And if you don't do extra, unafanya feel kama, you're lazy and probably you won't keep this job. If you keep that up,
if you keep that
attitude up, you'll go.
That's true.
We'll get someone else.
We will get someone else. There's another guy for chantmentation. You guys know him?
No.
Wadao, leo napiga chantmentation. Munafahamu je watu wa Instagram.
Michelle knows the whole
world.
Internet, yeah.
Ana ashaisema. Ashaisema utakufa. Na your workplace itaandika vacancy badala ya kuiloge. I mean, before they eulogize you.
100%.
Wana, washaandika vacancy. Alafu now the next day probably. Now you'll be like, hey, memory.
Yeah.
His or her funeral will be. Na washaandika vacancy.
Yeah.
Wewe umekuwa ukichapa kazi. Kama.
Me think tu ni boundaries, man.
Yeah.
Just draw your boundaries as long as...
How do you even draw the boundaries? How do you...
Basically saying them the very fact. You know the problem you do is yes. You take it up.
Yeah.
Unafanya yo kazi kwanza and then ndo unangoja sasa nyo umechoka ndo anza kusama. Hey, na by the
way, let me ask you.
Usianze, that's the
goal. If you're new somewhere
and
then they give you that work.
Yeah.
You've been eyeing this job. You're at an NGO. Right. Thank God, you know. Mm. And then they treat you that way.
Mm.
That's your first... day. Are you gonna be like, no? Cheki. Z. Sitaifanya.
No.
Nipe kazi ingine.
Mm.
Are you gonna be like that? You'll do it. You have to do it. They wouldn't hold a gun to your head now, kwambie.
Lazima.
But the gun is the salary and the medical cover.
Yeah, I think for me... But those things are important, needless to say.
Yeah.
But
someone once told me that by the time you're getting... Because the question is, when does the cycle end? By the time you're getting into an organization, from day one, you start planning your exit.
Mm.
Not that, I'm doing this, knowing that I'll leave. But eventually, even though it's at 60, you'll retire.
Yeah.
You start planning your exit. So that means by the time you're getting in... Fine, it's a great job, you have a good salary, that's all okay. But even before you're taking that job, first of all, ask yourself, is this something that I can actually, for a couple of years, live by and do? And then, the idea of boundaries.
Mm.
Sometimes it's simply a saying, hey, like it's a weekend, I cannot handle emails at the moment, I'm out of office. Because it's actually a weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll look at it. On the days that I'm working.
Mm.
Or, hey, I'm only in the office on these days. Mm. I look at it on that day. But also on your end, you're making sure your deliverables are checked.
Yeah.
It means I'm pushing my numbers. There's someone who used to work at... I was listening to him at an interview. He used to work at, I think, Apple or Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, in all those years that he had been there, he never once sent an email. He never once...
Must be nice.
And it was because... As he started working, when he was at the workplace, he used to feel the need to show that he's there.
Mm.
And he was saying 90% of what we do in the workplace is to prove that we are alive.
Mm.
90%. Yeah. About 10-20% is actually what brings in the numbers.
Mm.
It's actually brainstorming. But a lot of things like, hey, just checking up or following up on this. He used to send emails if he's asked, what do you think about this? But he would not, it would be rare for him to initiate an email unless it's very important or to just bump into your office because a lot of young people feel the need to be seen. And I'm saying that being also like a victim, you feel the need to be seen and sort of show like, oh, we're doing this. And you just do your work quietly. Let your numbers speak for themselves. When it's time to go, that's also another way to create boundaries. You don't need to say that, hey, I can't do that.
Mm.
You can, umenipei kazi, sawa. Utaniona hapa hadi 5.
Mm.
When it next clocks time. Out in Tasema 2, okay, so next time what you can work with, can we get extra hands because this is what I have done?
Mm.
And you're proving your point.
Yeah.
But you're also doing it in that kind of like, what I'm trying to communicate is actually...
Emotional
exactly,
intelligence.
By this time I cannot be in this office.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's simple. So when you keep up that, people also know, oh, we are out.
Mm.
It's a Sunday, we cannot call them. Or even though we are just telling them, we'll expect that. So if you're sending me something, expect it. On Monday or on this other day.
Yeah.
Don't just be sending me. Because if you send me now and I give it to you in the next 1 hour and it was work that needed to be done a whole day, then you have already precedence. So you'll do that the same time and the next time.
Mm.
That results to me burning out.
Yeah.
So you'd rather just, those boundaries, you start creating them. Pole pole. But Kiona, it's a workplace that is not supporting that and you can't take it. Sometimes we also just complain because we hear other people complaining. Sometimes if you can't do it and you love your job, hey, with all due respect, take on as more as you can.
Yeah.
But if it's taking a toll on you, hey, just create boundaries or get somewhere else. Because as we have established, you'll be replaced regardless.
Irregardless. Yeah. Irregardless. But there you will. Yeah. You know, and even many times utaskia to Gen Z's especially quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you prioritize yourself.
You know, you prioritize yourself over
important.
That. Let me not see.
You know.
But
yeah.
You know.
Yes. Don't prioritize your taxes more than your health. Until next time.
Yeah. On that note,
we're gonna eat.
At least I check your work overtime.
Yes.
Tumefiki hapo. So tunaenda nyumbani, but like, yeah, prioritize yourself. You're the most important person in your life. That makes any sense.
Yeah.
So like, without you, you'll not be you.
Exactly. It's like how you take your car or your bike to service, because it serves you. Mm-hmm. No. So if it doesn't,
yeah, that's a good yeah analogy.
if you
serve your body,
and
you know,
yeah, if it doesn't service your.
Many cut short.
Sorry.
If you don't service yourself as Namasako said, please continue.
Yeah, I was saying you need to take care of yourself, just like how you take care of that car or that pen, even when it stops writing.
Mm.
You need service. Exactly. So the car needs service. Yeah. I don't know why Joseph is laughing.
So, Mizama, you need service. Anyway, until the next time, guys.
Tuonane my time.
Catch us on socials at Namasaka_.
And my socials are Jackie Masharia_.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch me at Minor Minds. Everywhere. Right.
And you can watch this this episode on YouTube, on NTV. Yeah. Website. Yeah, we thank you so much for the support, and we thank you for listening to till this far. Shonana. See ya.
Bye.